Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Best Innovation Group's John Best talking about the Apple Watch, CU Wallet, and holograms. So check it out. Today's program, we're talking technology with John Best. John Best. John! John! Or Ed, should I call you Eddie?
Hey,
John!
Do we have an interview?
We do now. I thought we'll have a concert.
I thought I was working on some fintech stuff. That's what
nice.
I was working on, fintech stuff. That's what I do. I'm a fintech guy.
I love it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I was calling you Eddie
there
for a
second. You'll edit this out, right? You'll edit all that out.
Oh, never.
Oh, good. That's
It's all in.
Oh, good.
How are you, sir?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Not only are you showing us your technical chops, but your musical talents as well. Thank you for that demonstration.
Oh, well, you know, it's got to be done at least once a day or there's trouble.
I like that.
Very it's good. Like meditation.
That's your outlet.
That is my outlet. Yeah, that keeps me in the game.
A little Van Halen eruption is like keeps the doctor away, kind of like an apple keeps the doctor away. I like that.
Yes, yeah, I just saw Van Halen not too long ago. It was a great show, so
they
was inspired
show.
To play on my EVH guitar even. So that was a good recognition from you.
Well, we aim to please.
Music connoisseur.
A little bit. I grew up in the 80s. I know all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're close to the same age.
Yeah, somewhere in there. So, hey, let's talk a little financial technology services. And what's the latest? I mean, you're blogging like crazy out there. And your latest one is high tech, high touch. Can you give us a quick 411 on what that one's all about?
Certainly. Well, you know, in my mind, I think the game is changing from a digital perspective. And I want to talk digital in a little bit. But
okay, sure.
The idea that... Well, first of all, we're seeing more and more increased bandwidth. I mean, look what we're doing right now. You know, we're talking over Skype.
Yep.
We've talked about this before, but more and more I'm seeing that, you know, the best asset of any credit union is always its people, you know, in my opinion. And the idea that we can take these people and somehow move them digitally out into the fringe and connect them with our digital members.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a phenomenal idea. So in the blog, I talk about a company, Buffalo Pacific, that has I don't know if you've talked to them before.
I saw the thing there. Yeah. It looked pretty impressive. So
it's like a hologram, right? Yeah. You're talking to a hologram, and it's just amazing how close you are to being there. You know, recently I bought a house, and there was a couple times that I went back and forth, you know, to the organization that I was working with through Ant Credit Union, which was a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have done some of these conversations with my mortgage person just like this,
yeah.
Without any issue whatsoever. So how long before we start embracing that sort of thing? And that's what I think high tech, high touch is. I think it's combining what Crayons have always been about, their biggest strength, their people, their service, people helping people.
Mm-hmm.
With that high tech, and the world's coming. You know, you look at 5G. So when 5G comes out, supposedly we're going to be able to download through your mobile phone without being connected to a Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
an entire high def movie in less than a couple minutes.
Nice.
And
wow.
We know right now if we were to try to do that, it would take, you know, 20, 30 minutes,
it
right?
Takes a while, yeah.
Pulled down about a 4.2 gig movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? It means we can have high def video and have these types of conversations probably on our mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a really, really cool virtual reality blog coming out in a couple weeks that's all Terminator-esque and kind of goes a little crazy. Did you see, do you watch E3?
No.
Why not? You're in San Diego.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a little demented in that area.
I watch E3.
What is it?
It's a gaming thing.
Oh, okay.
Because it has nothing to do with fintech, but it has everything to do with fintech.
Okay.
That's the cool part about it, right?
Enlighten
so
me.
In E3, Microsoft demonstrated something called the HoloLens
mm-hmm.
with a product they use called Minecraft, which I recently talked about on a podcast I have with Sam Mall.
Yep.
We were talking about how Minecraft is a great, great outlet for your kids' creativity from a creative standpoint
mm-hmm.
and also just teaching them. It's the Lego, it's digital Lego blocks.
Okay.
That's really what it comes down to. It's digital Legos. And what they did was they were able to take what was on the screen
right.
and move it to a table and let you interact with it in three dimensions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just got to look it up. Put in HoloLens.
Yeah.
This is a good link for the viewers here.
Okay.
Put in HoloLens E3 into YouTube. Find the link and put it. It'll also be in my blog when it comes out.
Okay, cool. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, just amazing thing where they can move it from the wall, so you're watching it through these screens. It's like the holodeck on the Enterprise. It's that real. So, you know, for me, that's the other high-tech, high-touch opportunity. How long before we can facially recognize, hey, that's you. Mm-hmm. I already know your balances. I know you got, we've got all kinds of crazy stuff planned. It, you know, the world's changed. As a matter of fact, I know I'm having you on my podcast soon. And one of the things that I'm excited to talk to you about is to have someone who's been in the business as long as you have. And what I want to talk to you about is the rate of change and what you've seen.
Yeah.
You know, what you've seen in your experience, because it was static there for a while.
Yeah.
And now it's just kaboom, right?
I remember when Credit Union Journal magazine first came out with Frank Diekman and all those guys. And I wrote one of the first stories on there about internet home banking. You know, how cool this. My opening line was like, imagine balancing your account from your computer, from your home, and transferring
funds
from account to account. And was like, wow, you know.
Now I'll just tell my watch to do it, right?
Exactly. Now it's like, whatever.
Some money. You know, I feel like there's a problem with this interaction here. I'm struggling. Can you give me a second?
Yes.
Just 1 second. Hang on.
I don't want any more struggle, John.
Oh, hold on. Wait. See, I feel like you have this really cool snowball in front of you that makes you look cool when you podcast. And
yes.
Hang on. It's got to be just the right height. There.
Perfect.
Now we match.
You match.
See, I don't think you're the only one that has... But now I feel like I'm hiding behind it.
I can still see you.
You can see me? Okay. Yes. So, yeah. So now I have my own snowball.
That's looking good. You're looking good.
You have a silver one. I do. Mine's older and white. But
well, you live in Colorado. It snows there. So you want to have a white one.
It snows here, and it's actually called a snowball. So,
exactly.
So there you go.
Appropriate.
But, yeah, coming back to that thought, the idea that the rate of change has just been so crazy lately. I can't imagine what's coming out, what Canadians are having to contend with from a digital perspective. And I'm seeing it all over the country. You know, since I started big, we've just had so many people reach out to us and say, we figured it out. We know we need a platform. And we also understand that we are going to need a development group or a partnership. But either way, we're going to have some governance. We're going to have some of those pieces in place within our organization to be able to create our digital experience and make it unique to us and make it, up the value proposition digitally for the member, and also connect that to the rest of the very important credit union infrastructure of the branches and everything else. But when you put it all together, it's got to be a full menu. You know, you got to be able to serve the sliders and get to the steaks as well, and I think that's what's going on currently.
Well, now I'm hungry for lunch.
Yeah, me too. And that's coming up. So that's a good thing.
Tell me about what's the latest with CU Wallet? I mean, you're involved with that. And we're hearing payment stuff all over the place. And it seems like, CU Wallet, I know they're percolating. I know they're doing stuff. So what's going on there?
Wow. Well, what can I talk about? Let me think about it. There are things
I don't hear anything top secret, but what's the latest?
I would have to kill you. Or actually, Paul Fiore would actually just appear out of the woodwork. And
I'm sure.
Wow. Yeah. If you did that.
Armbar.
Well, first of all, it's still just, amazing to work with that group. What a talented and amazing bunch of people that Paul has assembled. And what's interesting is we have people from kind of all walks of life. We have these folks who are heavily working in analytics that are amazing, that are going to bring that dimension to what I think is important in the payment industry. We have these folks that are merchant-based, that understand the merchants and understand their needs and what they want. And then, myself, I bring kind of the credit union side and the connection and the core. And then there's Paul, who just brings vision and having, started so many successful businesses.
Yeah.
So from our perspective, Apple Pay is a wonderful thing. We've been working with Paydiant. It's no secret that Paydiant has been acquired by PayPal, and that has been a huge boost. They visited PayPal and came back with just amazing stories of what's going on with that. And if you don't think PayPal is part of that ecosystem, you're crazy, right? I mean, it's going to have a play there. I mean, do you have a PayPal account?
I love PayPal.
Absolutely. And you have a few cards already in PayPal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know we've always known that's part of the future and part of how things are going to play out. So really exciting stuff going on with the merchants. We're very close to releasing the first final of our product which includes what's awesome is it includes I know you've talked to Jim Peel from Relevant Solutions.
Mm-hmm, I have.
So Jim has that amazing product with the basically kind of like a Retail Me Night type product that allows credit unions to provide very high level merchant coupon and discounts and rewards.
Yep, rewards. Yep.
Right, and it made perfect sense to us to add that to our wallet.
Well, that's where it's going.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it's going. You got to tie those things together. Yeah. And we know that's what's happening with Apple. We've heard the pieces. You know, I just did a blog just came out today, which I know when this airs, that will have been a week from now or whatever it works out to be, but on Apple joining the person-to-person payments fray. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's getting involved, and it's just one more opportunity for us to be disenfranchised. Particularly, you're not seeing the traditional players. You know, you look at Venmo. Venmo is very interesting. It really appeals to millennials. It's Facebook-oriented. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook has revealed that they've got a product inside Messenger, which when you listen to my blog or read my blog, you'll find I think that makes perfect sense. And it makes sense from the perspective of whenever I've got to ship money to my daughter, my mom, or whatever, there's always a conversation. You don't just get it's time to send money to somebody.
Yeah.
If you did that, that's a recurring transfer.
Yeah.
But if you think about it from the perspective of, well, gee, what do you need the money for? Oh, okay. You know, am I wrong? I mean, you know.
Exactly. You're right on. You're spot on.
There's always a conversation. So it makes sense to me to include the money movement within the context of having that conversation, particularly as it relates to college kids and the conversations you want to have with them because you're looking to help them, you know, have financial literacy. So I was very surprised at what's been going on in that space, and I believe CU Wallet's still cutting edge, you know, with that. We're constantly talking to companies like Jim's Relevant product, working in one of the areas we've been working in is in federated IDs. I mean, at the end of the day, are we really going to survive with 10,000 online passwords, Mike?
No, I'm tired of passwords.
Right, and that's a problem that's going to get solved. It has to.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, it's going to make sense for everybody to sort of maybe one or two factions. I don't know how it plays out, but, you know, there's Anchor ID. You probably talked to them before.
I don't know. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of, I mean, if you go to any Finovate conference, you have every type of security, fraud, prevention, anti-password company out there demonstrating their wares. And it's very impressive stuff. I'm just waiting for it to stick in the mainstream, you know? Yeah. I'm waiting for that because I'm tired of memorizing. I know there's solutions out there that can alleviate that issue, but I'm waiting for it to stick, you know? Waiting for something to stick out there.
Well, you know, that's Apple's secret sauce.
And Touch
right?
ID was, is...
Yeah, that Touch ID is their secret sauce. But what does Apple know about you?